Okay, today's daf is daf mem. Just before we start, I brought on the sheet just to review what we're up to. We have to look back at the braita that was on Lamed Tet Amud Aleph. Okay, first the pasuk that we're going to that they darshened in this braita, which is going to be most of what we're dealing with today, is Vayikra Perek Dalet Pasuk Kaf in the Par Hilim Dever Shel Tzibor, and it says Va'asa Lapar Kasher Asa Lapar Chatat. It's onto the top of today's sheet. Ken Yaselo. Which there's a lot of the repetition. That's what we darshan. We'll see in a minute. V'chiper lehem hakohen v'nislach lehem. So it says, Tanu Rabbanan, v'asa ka'asher asa ma ba'al lamed lichpo b'hazato. V'limed shim chisar achot mikol matana lo asa v'lo klum. Right, it's coming to repeat to a repetition because we learned that when things are repeated, it means that they're ma'akev. And what are they trying to teach you? That if you don't do one of the sprinklings on the mizbeach, or we'll see which sprinklings exactly. If you don't do any of this, if you don't do all the sprinklings, lo asava lo klum, meaning they're all ma'akev. These are the, and this is for the par helim devar shel tzibor, which is one of the chataot hapnimiyot. Then we learn from there to the other ones. Einli ela matan sheva shemagvot b'kol makom. We only have the seven sprinklings on the parochet, which in general are ma'akev. But how do we know matan dalet minayin? How do we know that it's going to include also the four on the mizbeach? Because there's two types of sprinklings. Tamud Lamar, Ken Ya'aseh. Right? So because of that, it includes also the four. Okay, that's what we're going to start today about that line. Lapar, then the word lapar, because it says aseh lapar, kasher asah, right, the whole pasuk is vasa lapar, kasher asah lapar achatat. So there's two unnecessary pars. The first par, we already know we're talking about the par. Why does it say lapar? So they say, oh, that comes to say, zeh par yom kippurim, that the same laws apply not only for the par elim devar shel tzibor and the par kohen mashuach, but also for the par yom kippurim. And kasher lapar, kasher asah lapar, that teaches us also about the par kohen mashiach. Okay, so we have both those pars coming to say the law is the same for both of those. Hachatat elusi re'avadat yom kippurim, which right, this is therefore including all the chataot apnimiyot. Yachosh ani marbeh, if we're already adding all these things, why don't we add also sirei regalim v'sirei reshei chodeshim? Tamud lamar lo, just that one, and it's going to exclude something else, and it's going to obviously exclude the one that's not the chatat apnimi. Now the Gemara gave other reasons why it's excluded, and that's because those come on about something lo yadua, and these are all on chataot yiduot, right? Those are on things we didn't know we did them, that's why we bring them. Anyway, it includes those and not those. Okay, now we're going to start at the very top of mem. Amar mar. So now we're going back to that line I said we're going to start with. Ein li ela matan sheva shemakvot b'chol makom. How do we know that matan sheva are makvot b'chol makom? Hecha, amar papa b'para u'benigain. Okay, in para aduma, it talks about you have to sprinkle also from the blood, when you shef the para aduma, you have to sprinkle the blood seven times also on the parochet. And there, how do we know that it's ma'akev? Because there it says chuka. And anywhere it says chuka, right, it's parashat chukat. Everywhere it says chuka, that means all the laws are ma'akev. You have to do them. With tzara'at, the mitzora, okay, that's the nega'im, on the eighth day you would bring three animals, three korbanot, right? That's the whole mechusar kippurim we've talked about. So on the eighth day, when you're mechusar kippurim, you have to bring the three animals and a log of shemen. And the kohen would dip his finger into the shemen, and he would sprinkle it seven times lifnei Hashem, also on the parochet. So there, also, how do we know it's ma'akev there? Because, how do we know? No. Right, because it says zot tihiyeh torat ha-mitzorah, and Rashi says there kol havaya, the word tihiyeh is also ikuva. Okay, so we have chukah that's lakev in the paraduma, and we have havaya, which is tihiyeh, which is ma'akev in the nega'im, and therefore we learn that since both those cases have these seven sprinklings, any other time there's seven sprinklings, we're going to learn that it's ma'akev. Matan arba minayin. So now we're going to say, how do you get then the matan arba's ma'akev? That's what we know from our breita. Talmud lamar ken yaseh. So now they're going to say, right, that's just the quote from the breita. So now they're going to talk about that line. So basically what they're saying is, we know that the seven are ma'akev because we learn it from Parah Negaim. And we're going to say also, because it says, kasher asah ken yaseh, there's this repetition which teaches you it's ma'akev. And that's, let's start from the beginning. the king, yes, the pasuk va'asa lapar asher asa lapar chatat. Since it says asa twice, we're going to say that shows it's lakev. How do we know that when we're talking about lakev, we're talking about the seven? Well, that's because the seven appear in other places where they're ma'akev. And therefore, since they appear in other places where they're ma'akev, we're assuming that if something's ma'akev here, that's what it's going to be. So how do we know about the next four? Because it says, ken yaseh. So now they're going to say, wait a minute. Ma'ishna matan sheva, d'chtivan ukfilan, matan arba nami k'tivan ukfilan. The whole reason we learned matan sheva as ma'akev is because of the double lashon. Because it says it twice, and twice is la'akev. So why don't you say also, if matan dalet is from the Torah, and so is matan sheva, and therefore it says, whatever you do to the par, do, meaning do it for sure, you have to do it. Why wouldn't we assume it includes the matan dalet? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, it include also the matan dalet, that when it does the kefel, it repeats it, it should say both the seven and the four. Not just the seven, because we learned it from the Gaim and Parah, where there it's also makev. But once it's saying, whatever we do, even it says, kasher asa, meaning sounds like everything, why would you assume that those are ma'akev and those aren't? So why don't we just say those are ma'akev also? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya lo nitzracha el Rabbi Shimon. This opinion that matan sheva is, kasher asa, ken yaseh, is to, the b'chein yaseh is to include the matan arba, they wouldn't have been included already, goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Now you can start following. We're going to have a back and forth ping pong between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda about all different things relating to this. We're going to see, I'll tell you the bottom line right now, which is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not necessarily clearly mida oraita, the matan arba, since he learned them only from Midrasha, therefore it might not be clear that they're ma'akev, just because you were machpil. According to Rabbi Shimon, they all come from the Torah, and it's clear there, and therefore, According to Rabbi Shimon, you don't learn them all out midoraita, it's all learned from a drasha, and therefore you need the ken yaseh to say that they're not ma'akev. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's the whole details of the matanot are clearly arba from the pasuk, in which case, you don't need a new pasuk to teach the matan arba ma'akev. It would be included in the first drasha, okay? Of kasher asa kenya va'asala par kasher asa. That would already include the matan arba. So let's read it inside. Ditanya lemala omer keren kranot shtayim lemata omer keren kranot arba. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. What does this mean? It says, put them on the karnot hamizbeach, when it talks about the par hamashiach. Remember, the par hamashiach comes first, then the par lim debashol tzibur. Lemata, it says, also karnot. So how does he learn that each one has to be on four karnot? Because we say, well, it doesn't say you have to put it on the four karnot of the mizbeach and the psukim. It just says, put the dam on the karnot hamizbeach. So karnot, it says by par hamashiach. It says karnot by the Parhel and Devershal Tzibor. So what do we say? Kranot is two. Put them all together, you get four. So that shows it's all a drasha. It doesn't say explicitly in the Psukim four for each one. Therefore, you might have assumed maybe four is in Ma'akev. And that's why you need Ken Yaseh to include that the four that we learned out from the drasha are also Ma'akvim. Okay, you have to do that. Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Omer Eino Tzarich, Harei Omer Ba'ol Moed, I'll call Amor Ba'ol Moed. Okay, here's the pasuk. Okay, I'll give you all. It happens to be at the bottom of your sheet because I brought it more for later. By Yikra Perek Dalet Pasuk Zayin in the Parakwein of Mashiach, it says, and also by the Parilim Devar Shal Tzibor, it says it also. V'natana Kohem in Adam al Kronot Mizbach Torah Tasamim Lifnei Hashem. Okay, so here you have the Kronot. That's the Kronot he was referring to. Asher Ba'ol Moed. So now, how did the Sidi darshan this? If it's an Ol Moed, how many kranot are on the Mizbeach in Ol Moed? In other words, it's all the kranot that are in Ol Moed. That's what he's assuming. So he understands it comes directly from the Pasuk, in which case, as soon as you say, Va'asa laparka, asher asa, we would already know that the four are Ma'akev, just like the seven are Ma'akev. So you only need this drasha according to Rabbi Shimon. So now, like I said, we're going to have a ping pong now. So Rabbi Yehuda, ken yaseh maya avidle, what does he do with those words? Ken yaseh. Okay, so what does he say? Mibaile l'chidetanya, he needs it for this brayta.
Lefisha lo labanu lapar yom kippurim l'smicha v'shayrei l'smicha v'shayrei adam minayin. In other words, we didn't learn the par yom kippurim. How do we know? It doesn't say. Right, when in the psukim about, sorry that we don't have time to take out the Tanakh and see all these things, but inside, if you look at the Paralim Dever Shel Tzibor and the Par Kohen HaMashiach, it says V'samach Yadoa Rosh HaPar, and he does the smicha, and then talks about the shirayim, whatever's left, al adam yishpoch. Remember, we saw those psukim. Whatever's left, you have to yishpoch al yisod ha-mizbeach. So it says it all by the par, the Paralim Dever Shel Tzibor and the Par Kohen HaMashiach. But it doesn't say it about the part that the Kohen brings on Yom Kippurim. So how do we know that you also have to do smicha on that part and shirei adam? Talmud lomar, ken yaseh. Okay, so he says the ken yaseh comes to teach you that also all the details about this are done for the par on Yom Kippurim that the Kohen Gadol brings. Ha amart, shirei adam minayin, talmud lomar, ken yaseh. Ulapar Yom Kippurim lo lamadnu? What do you mean? It doesn't. We haven't learned it by par yom kippurim. Ha amart lepar ze yom kippurim. But didn't we say that from the word lapar, that's the par of yom kippurim, which means that ken yaseh isn't needed. When it says lapar, that already says, what does lapar say? Everything we stated here is true for yom kippurim also. So they say, no, it's derech, you need it. Why? If you didn't have the drasha of ken yaseh, again, only according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would have thought when it says lapar ze yom kippurim, whatever's true here applies to yom kippurim. What might you have thought? Hanemile avoda de ma'akva kapara, kapara. Aval avoda de lo ma'akva kapara emalo kamashmalan. You might have thought that we distinguish which laws do we learn from here? The par yom kippurim, the main ones, the ones that are ma'akev. Dafka, the smicha and the shirayim are two things that aren't ma'akev the korban. So you might have thought when we learn and say whatever's true here goes to Yom Kippurim, it might only be the main things, but not the things that if you don't do them, you still get atonement. So you might have thought not. Therefore, kamashmalan, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have lapar comes to say whatever's true for here is par Yom Kippurim, although since you might have thought that would only be true about the things of ma'akev kapara, ken yaseh also comes to include the shirayim and the smicha. That would also be true for, would also apply for the, I'm just going to repeat here what I said earlier in this masechet, which is that there's, when you read Vayikra, you think, oh, there's so many details, right? They tell you all the details, and it seems somewhat repetitive. But now we're learning that, yes, it seems to repeat lots of things, but some places it doesn't say them at all, right? It doesn't talk about smicha and shirayim, let's say, for Yom Kippurim. And the question is, well, what it says there, does it apply there? And that's what all these drashot are coming to say. Oh, just because it didn't say smicha and shirayim doesn't mean they don't apply by Yom Kippurim. They darshan out from here that they apply in Yom Kippurim also. That's what's going on, that we saw it earlier with the Chatat and the Asham, right? That some things are mentioned there, some things aren't mentioned there. We're going to learn from one to the other because we're going to assume, even though the Torah didn't tell us everything, a bunch of these things must apply there, or maybe they don't, and that's part of these discussions. The Rabbi Shimon, okay, now we're going to ping pong back. So going back to the top, okay, you can look at the top part of the chart. The whole source for Arba Kranot Mizbeach was Ba'ol Moed, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon, hi ba'ol moed ma'avidle. So if it already says lifnei Hashem, why do you need to say ol moed? Lifnei Hashem always means ol moed. Remember, ol moed, when it comes to the Beit HaMikdash, means the hechal. You do it in the hechal. So ma'avidle. So what are they saying? Ba'ol moed mibayle, she'im nivdecha tikra shel hechal lo hayam azeh. What do we know about an oel? An oel has to be a covering. What if there's a hole in the roof of the hechal? If there's a hole, it's no longer called an ohel. In other words, the hechal has to have an ohel-like structure, meaning it wasn't a tent, but it has to be covered like a tent is. And if there's a hole in the roof, then you don't do the hazaot. Okay, you can only do the sprinklings if it's actually an ohel. And if there's a hole in the roof, then there's no ohel, and you're not allowed to do the sprinklings. V'idach, so now where is Rabbi Shimon going to learn this halacha? Rabbi Yehuda. Where is he going to learn this halacha if his word Ol Moed is used to teach about the four corners of the Mizbeach? So where is he going to learn this halacha about Niftecha Tikra Shel Hechal? Me'asher, if you look in the pasuk, it says, Asher Ba'ol Moed. So the word Asher doesn't, right? Could have just said, Lifnei Hashem Ba'ol Moed. It doesn't have to say, Lifnei Hashem Asher Ba'ol Moed. So the extra word Asher comes to teach you about the roof V'idach asher lo darish, and you just say Rabbi Shimon doesn't darish on the word asher. Otherwise, again, we go back to him and say, well, what do you need Olam Moed for? Okay, so far, this was according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. But Abaye comes and says, Abaye amar l'Rabbi Yehuda nami itzterich. You would still need, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who learns Ba'al Moed, means all four kranot, you'd still need it to teach you the words ken ya'aseh, that the arba, that the four sprinklings are ma'akev. Why? Salkada tachamina, you wouldn't be able to learn it from Vasalapar kasherasa. Salkada tachamina midahave asmicha v'shire adam. Ta'af agav dechtivanu kfeilan lo ma'akva. Matan arba nami lo titakev ka mashmalan. You might have thought that it's just like smicha and shire adam, that even though we say va'asaka asher asal, we don't say it applies to smicha and shire adam. Those things aren't ma'akev. So therefore, it's coming to teach you that you would have thought matan arba is like that. Why would we have thought matan arba is like that? Because we saw in the regular chataot, the other three are not ma'akev. So you might have thought they weren't they wouldn't be ma'akev. And therefore, you need ken yaseh to teach you that. So Abaye, and that's where you can see it in the chart, Abaye and Rabbi Yirmiyah have a different source for where Rabbi Yehuda learns that matan arba are ma'akev. Lepar, zepar yom kippurim. Now we're going to go to this lepar, okay? This drasha that we have in our braita, that includes the par yom kippurim. Lemai hilchita, for what halacha is it coming to teach us? Ila akev pshita, chukaktiva be. We already learned at the top of the amud that what? The word, we didn't learn it from the daf, but we learned it from Rashi, that the word chuka comes to say that things are ma'akev. There we saw it by the para aduma. Here we're going to say that in Yom Kippurim, okay, I'll read the pasuk, v'ayta zot lachem l'chukat olam, l'chaper al b'nei Yisrael mikoch hatotam achat b'shana v'yad kashir tziva Hashem et Moshe. It says, this is a chukat olam. So wouldn't that teach you already that everything's ma'akev? So why do you need lapar to teach you that everything's ma'akev, just like it's ma'akev here? We already know that. So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak lo nitzracha ela l'Rabbi Yehuda. We need that drasha to go according to Rabbi Yehuda, which, by the way, would come up with something strange. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, oh no, sorry, it makes perfect sense. It's saying that all these drasha, right, it fits in exactly. Because according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Ve'asa, one second. No, sorry, no, I had it right the first time. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, the drasha of Ken Ya'aseh is only for Rabbi Shimon. And then Lapar would only be according to Rabbi Yehuda, which would be a little strange. According to Abaye, it makes more sense. Anyway, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda, because what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Damar, ki k'tiva chuka advarim anasim bibigdei lavam bifnim. Shimigdim ma'ase lechavero lo asav lo klum. Aval advarim anasim bibigdei lavam bachutz, higdim ma'ase lechavero ma sha'asa asui. Rabbi Yehuda has this shita where he says, we differentiate between the avodot that the Kohen Gadol does inside and the avodot that he does outside. In other words, in the echal and outside the echal. So now, when he goes, now the Kohen Gadol wears Bigdei Lavan and Bigdei Zahav. The Bigdei Zahav are the regular Bigdei Kohen Gadol, but there's special Bigadim Levanim that he wears. If you remember, he does Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, Rechitza, he changes his clothes, he has this whole slew of everything he does, and there's a very particular order. So the things he does, b'bigdei lavan bifnim, those things, if he did them in the wrong order, he didn't do the avoda. But the things that he does, b'bigdei lavan b'chutz, if he did them in the wrong order, according to Rabbi Yehuda, masha sasoy. And therefore, what might you say? Okay, so now, according to this, the Seder messes it up. Eima midechisidram lo ma'akve, hazaot nami lo ma'akve. You would have thought that if the Seder is in Ma'akev, maybe the Hazaot are also not Ma'akev. Just I want to see one thing. Right, we're talking the Bifnim here. Right, it must be the Bifnim is the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Okay, rather than, I think, in the Heichal itself. Let me just double check that, right? No, the Heichal is where the menorah and the Shulchan and the Mizbeach are. But then there's the Kodesh Kodeshim inside.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing, so we're talking about the Kodesh Kodeshim. So only the things he does in the Kodesh Kodeshim, those, it's all Ma'akev. So you might have thought that if you do the stuff he does b'bitei lavan in the hechal, since the order's not ma'akev, maybe also the hazaot wouldn't be ma'akvim. And therefore, in other words, the word chukah only comes to the stuff that's done in the Kodesh Kodeshim. And therefore, you might have thought that the hazaot are ma'akev, and therefore you need the drasha to teach you lapar, ze par yom ha-kippurim, that the par yom ha-kippurim is also ma'akev. Okay. Matki flower of papa. Rav Papa now says, wait a minute. Umi matzit amar hachi? Could you really say this? V'ha tanya, would you really think that it's not ma'akev? The hazaot? Isn't there a brayta that says, v'chila michaper et hakodesh? Okay, there's going to be two versions of this. I had a darsh in this word, this phrase. Im kiper kila, v'im lo kiper lo kila. What does it mean, v'chila michaper et hakodesh? V'chila means he finished. So, v'chila mechaper et hakodesh, so they darshan afuch. Im kiper, if he did all the kapara, then kila. V'im lo kiper, lo kila. And if he didn't do what affected atonement, right, so now they're going to say, right, so what does this mean? This means the basic things that are ma'akev will be ma'akev here too. That's Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amar le Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the important part for us, mipnei ma lo nomar, no, why are you saying it that way? Don't reverse the order and say, im kiper kila. It says, v'chala mechaper et hakodesh. So how should you read it? Im kila, if he finished everything, kiper. V'im lo kila, lo kiper. And if you didn't finish everything, then you don't get kapara. Right, what if... The first Rabbi Akiva said like this. What it means is if kapara was affected, meaning you did all the basics, even if you missed some of the... Right. Then you're done, even if you didn't do everything. Comes Rabbi Yehuda, says the opposite. No, if you finished, then you get kapara. Only if you finish everything. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we already have v'chila michaper et hakodesh already teaches you that everything's ma'akev. And therefore, you don't need a special drasha to say... Right, so therefore, lapar zepar yom kippurim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is the one we said it was according to, can't be coming to teach you that everything's ma'akev there because we already learned it from somewhere else. So therefore, Rav Papa says it must be something else. So we had first lapar zepar yom kippurim. We thought it meant it's according to Rabbi Yehuda and it's teaching you that these things are ma'akev also there, the matan damim. Now Rav Papa's going to say, it doesn't mean that. It means something else. Amar Papa, lo nitzricha ela le'et dam ubitvila. Okay, look on your sheet for a minute. In Vayikra Dalet, we're right before the very last chart on the page. In Vayikra Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud Zayin, about the par in the Dever Shel Tzibur, right, the par that the community brings when they made a mistake, it says, v'taval ha-kohen etzba'o min adam, v'iza sheva pamim lefnei Hashem et pnei ha-kaporet. So there's tvila, there's dam, right, hadam, and there's et. Okay, we're going to darshan these three things and say that what's true for here is going to be true for the par yom kippurim also. Okay, these three halachot. What are these three halachot? We don't yet know what they are. We're going to learn them right now. Et, what's et? Amar b'achar b'yakov, and that's the little chart I made there. Lo nitzricha ela lachshir imin sheba etzbo, or amin sheba etzbo. I saw two different readings. What does this mean? This means if you have a wart on your finger, it's not, and then you put your finger to do the dam, you might think the wart's a chatzitza. It's not a chatzitza. The kohen who has a wart on his finger is allowed to put his finger in the dam and do the tefillah, okay, do the hazaot by dunking his finger into the dam, and it's not a chatzitza. So what do we learn? Just like it's not a chatzitza for the par lim devar shel tzibur, we're going to say it's also not a chatzitza for the par of Yom Kippurim. Badam, what's this? Shehei badam shi'ur tefillah me'ikara. You have to have, when you collect the dam in the kli, sharet, there has to be enough dam for you to dip your finger into from the beginning. It's not enough that you have, let's say you have a little bit and then you collect from another cup and between a few cups you get enough. No, in the kli, from the beginning, there has to be enough dam for you to be able to dip your finger in. Vitaval, now we're going to see in a minute how much dam has to be in there. Vitaval, velo mesapeg. that you can't say, well, I can scrape, right? Think about it when you're cooking in the kitchen. You can always scrape things off the side. There can't be enough that you scrape things off the side. There has to be enough that you can actually taval. You have to be able to dip your finger into it. You can't dip your finger if there's not enough blood.
You're going to get how deep?
So it doesn't say how deep, but there has to be some depth. Okay? There has to be some depth to it. It can't be just that you scrape the sides. So now they seem kind of similar, right? That you have to have enough dam from the beginning and there has to be enough dam for you to dip your finger in. So now they're going to say, why do you need both those drashot? So first of all, just before we move on, what's clear now is those three drashot that apply for the par and devashot tzibur, lapar, ze yom kippurin, lapar yom kippurin, that teaches you that those three halachot, according to our papa, it doesn't teach you that the matan damim or ma'akev in yom kippurin, because that we learn from v'chila mechaper et hakodesh. We learn that those three halachot, et, dam, and v'taval, all apply also to the par yom kippurim. That's what it teaches us. Itzirich l'michtav badam. Why do you need also badam and also v'taval? D'ikatav rachmana v'taval hava mina afa gavdeleka shir tefila meikara. Katav rachmana badam. Right? If you just have v'taval, you might have thought, even if there wasn't enough dam from the beginning to dip your finger, but if you get more blood later, then it'll be fine. But no, it has to be me'ikara. V'ikata rachmana badam, if you just had that, so you would have known it has to have enough blood from the beginning, and therefore, obviously, there has to be depth. Havamina afilu misapeg. Kata rachmana v'taval.
Let me stop for a second, because it doesn't make sense to me. Because before, when we were learning about where you have to get the dama nefesh and not the dama, and all these things, there should be a massive amount of blood.
Mm-hmm.
So then how are they talking about a bowl that's almost a dish that's almost empty that you have to wipe your finger on the side to get a little bit of blood?
Right. How would you have a situation like that?
They have to learn,
well, that's
particularly that.
Because wouldn't it be obvious there'd be a lot of blood?
Right. Right. And if far,
although we did learn cases where they put blood in a few different cups. So, in other words, I think what they're saying here is don't collect it in a bunch of cups, but put it in the first cup and use that cup for the... You know, where we saw in other cases, you could use other cups. So in these cases, specifically, because they're the chataot pnimiyot, you have to do it in a different way. But you're right. This isn't so practical.
But then again, I'm saying if they're already learning, then why are they only learning it to apply to the was it the parhaling, whatever?
Right, the parhaling devachal. Because it doesn't say vitaval in those cases. You have to remember that there's... First of all, the chatat was unique in that you use your etzba, right? It's in the other case, the v'lakach ha-kohen me'adam. Remember, we saw v'lakach, and here it says v'taval. So they're trying to figure out why the Torah started changing the lashon, and why was it using v'taval? So they felt like it has to be a tefillah, right? Again, you know, I think your questions are good. I don't have perfect answers for them. Yeah. Why they're getting into all this, I don't have, you know, the perfect answer. Okay, so then, why do you need vitaval? To teach you, badam teaches you there has to be a lot of dam in the bowl. But let's say there's a lot of dam, but you decide I'm just going to take from the sides, and for whatever strange reason, again, you might ask Naomi, why on earth would you do that? But it's to teach you that it's not just the issue of getting blood from there, it's that your finger actually has to dip into the blood. You know, it almost reminds me of that. You could see why someone might want to just, this actually I could see, you might want to scrape your finger so as not to get your finger all bloody. It kind of sounds like the kohanim with their feet drowning in the blood, you know, stepping in the blood with this, you know, high level of blood on the floor of the Korban Pesach. You can imagine, right? We want you to actually dip your finger in the blood and get really the blood on your finger. And not to just kind of scrape the sides. Okay, and therefore it says v'taval. Okay, now we have another question. When it says, okay, go back now to the bottom of your sheet, in Vayikra Perek Dalet Pasuk Zayin, v'natana kohen min adam are karnot mizbach k'toret hasamim. Now what's the mizbach k'toret hasamim? That's the inner mizbach, right, where they burn the incense, because the incense was burned only on the inner mizbach. Whenever you have incense, it's always burned the inner mizbach, not on the outer one. So we already know that they were talking about the inner mizbech. So why does it call it mizbach k'toret hasamim? Why doesn't it call it mizbach hapnimi? Or we're already talking about the mizbach hapnimi. It's obvious. So why does it say mizbach k'toret hasamim lamali? Shim lo nitchanech hamizbech b'k'toret hasamim lo hayam mazeh. This is a halacha that if for whatever reason it was a new mizbech and it had never been used before and they hadn't put a k'toret on it yet, in other words, the way they were they would, what's the word, initiate, right, a Chanukah, the way they would dedicate the,
consecrate.
The Mizbeach was by putting Ketoret HaSamim on. So it tells you, Mizbeach Ketoret HaSamim, it calls it that to teach you, you're not allowed to do Hazaot unless it was consecrated with the Ketoret HaSamim. Tanya Kavatei de Rav Papa. Now we're going to have a Braita that supports Rav Papa's reading. Remember, what was his reading? That Ed Dam and B'Tvilah are learned from the Paralim Dever Shel Tzibur to the Paral Yom Kippurim from the word Lapar. Va'asa ka'asher asa. Ma Talmud lomar. Why does it say Va'asa ka'asher asa? Lepar. Lerabot par Yom Kippurim. I'm sorry. Va'asa ka'asher asa. Ma Talmud lomar. So now they say, Lapar, Lerabot Par Yom Kippurim, Lekol Maha Masha Amor Beinyan, Divrei Rebbe. What does he say? The Par Yom Kippurim comes to teach everything that was said by Inyan according to Rebbe. This already proves what we wanted the Braita to prove, so we can stop here for all intents and purposes, although we're not going to. But what does Rebbe say? Lapar comes to include everything that was said by Inyan, which means not just that the Arba Matanot or Ma'akev, but all sorts of other halachot, like et, dam, tefillah, all those details. Okay? And that proves Rav Papa's reading. But now we're going to get into something else, which we're going to understand much better tomorrow, because tomorrow's Daf is going to explain this part of the Braita much better. Amar Rabbi Yishmael Kavachomer. Rabbi Yishmael says this is Kavachomer. Uma b'makom shelohu shveh korban l'korban. And as he's going to say, we're not going to learn it from the word lapar, we're going to learn it from a Kavachomer. In a place, we're not going to yet understand this, Shelohu shveh korban l'korban, where the korbanot are not the same, hishveh ma'asim l'ma'asim, and yet the ma'asim are the same, what you're supposed to do, one or learn from the other, even though the korbanot are not the same. All the more so, makom shishveh korban l'korban, if the korbanot are the same, ein odin shishveh ma'aseh l'ma'aseh. Okay, we can understand the kavachom, we just don't know what he's talking about yet. In a place where we compare two korbanot that are different and we say, well, their ma'asim are all the same, we learn ma'asim of one to the other. Therefore, in a place where the korbanot are the same, we're obviously going to learn ma'asim to ma'asim. Ela, ma'tamu lomar lapar. So what do we do with this word lapar then? Ze paralim davar shel tzibur. Lapar comes to teach us, it's about the paralim davar shel tzibur, which is strange, Asha, because that was the topic, right? But what he's saying is, when it says asa lapar, it's understood kipshuto. It's lapar, right? Although we're going to see what exactly he does with this. But it's talking about itself, the paralim davar shel tzibur. Lapar, which is the second lapar in the pasuk, right? Kasher asa leparachatat, ze par kohen mashiach, which shows that he doesn't think that any of these pars are referring, in fact, to Yom Kippurim. Okay? That's his drasha. We don't really understand it. We're going to start now today in understanding it. I just lost my place. Okay, Amar Mar. Uma b'makom shelohu shveh korban l'korban. Okay, so now we have to tell him which korban l'korban. My lohu shveh korban l'korban. Ile ma par Yom Kippurim u'si'ir Yom Kippurim. Maybe you'll say it's the par and the si'ir of Yom Kippurim. Ika l'mifrach. You could say, what do you mean? They're not shavim, the par and the si'ir of Yom Kippurim the coin brings. Of course they're similar. Ma lahanach shekein nechnas damam l'fanai l'fnim. Those two is the only time ever that we bring the dam of the par and the seir together into the Kodesh Kodeshim. So if we're going to bring those damim into the Kodesh Kodeshim, they're obviously similar, and you can't say they're not the same. It's true, one's a par, one's a seir, but they're basically, they have something very unique about them that's similar. Ela, paralim devar shel tzibur, usirei avodat kochavim. What if you say, maybe it's the paralim devar shel tzibur and the seir avodat kochavim? You can see, what are we playing with? All the chataot apnimiyot. We're trying to say which of the two are they referring to. So maybe it's the paralim devar shel tzibur and the seir avodat Yom Kippurim, which again, par, seir, right? It's going to be obvious if you take a par and you take a seir. Those two are different, right? Once you take pars, we're going to assume they're the same. Ika lemifrach, but you can knock that out also and say, ma lahanach shakem chaprim al averat mitzvah yidua. Both of those come for a very specific known avera, which is different from all the others. The par of Yom Kippurim and the seir of Yom Kippurim are on avodot, right? There, we do it lechaper on all sorts of sins that we don't even know we did. And the seirei, Rashei Chodeshim, and all that obviously is all on avirot lo yiduot. Ela, what must it be? Paralim devar shel tzibur, vis seir shel Yom Kippurim. It must be the par of the Helim Devar and the Seir of the Yom Kippurim. Because there we have a par and a Seir, and they don't have any of those similarities between them that we mentioned before. Okay, we're going to stop here for today, and tomorrow we'll get to what does this mean exactly, okay? And what can we learn from, you know, what's the second part? So what we've gotten to so far is we've understood about Rabbi Ishmael. Remember, this whole brayta was brought in just to prove Rav Huna, that we learned the the Badam and the Taval from the Paral and Devar Shel Tzibor, and the Lapar Zepar Yom HaKippurim is coming for that and not to teach us about the Matan Damim Zmakev and Yom HaKippurim. And from that, we got into this brayta where Rabbi Ishmael says this very unclear statement, Kal V'Chomer, and we're going to figure it out tomorrow.